Now then, my friend, may I offer you a little refreshment? Your usual whiskey and soda, perhaps?
No, thanks, Poirot. It's a little early in the day.
As you wish. You do not object if I drink a little tisane?
Of course not, though I can never understand what you see in that disgusting stuff.
And while I sip my tisane, there is something I would like you to take a look at, Hastings. It came by this morning's post. Read it.
Mr. Hercule Poirot, you fancy yourself, don't you, at solving mysteries that are too difficult for our thick-headed British police. Let us see how clever you can be. Perhaps you'll find this not too hard to crack. Look out for Andover on the 21st of the month. Yours, ABC.
We present John Moffat as Hercule Poirot in Agatha Christie's The ABC Murders.
It was the June of 1935. I'd been away in South America for some time, and when I came back to England, my first thought was to call on my old friend Hercule Poirot. He was looking wonderfully well, hardly a day older than when I'd last seen him. Even his grey hairs seemed to have vanished.
Ah, but you have such a beautifully unsuspicious mind, my friend. Examine this bottle.
Revive it. To bring back the natural tone of the hair in five shades. Poirot, you've dyed your hair. So that's why you're looking in such fine fettle.
Ah, no, my friend. It is not simply the revive it. It is the constant exercise of the little grey cells. Just...